yourself. Don't ever wait for another person to make your life better. That's your job. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and take charge of your life. Nobody will save you, but you can if you're willing to take the steps. Create your own luck. I'm Selena, and you're listening to Level Up with Selena, the third episode. When I got divorced, I didn't sit home and be depressed. I didn't sit home and cry. I didn't stop eating. I didn't stop dressing myself. I did not neglect myself. I gave myself the gift of energy, time, self-love, and freedom. I was devastated, and I was in pain, and I was extremely sad. But I knew that that didn't mean that I had to suffer over and over again. That didn't mean I had to stay home and cry for months, neglect myself, not go out. I was fighting my sadness. I was fighting my tears. I've cried. Of course I've cried. I cried when I was about to go to bed, and I allowed myself to cry. I allowed myself to be sad at that moment. I allowed myself to do anything that I had to do. To grieve, because that's what I was doing. I was grieving. I didn't lose my husband at the time to death, but I did lose him. So I was grieving. I was sad. I was crying. But I thought to myself, I have the right to be sad. I have the right to be devastated. I have the right to cry. I have the right to lock myself up. But I knew it was not going to take months. So I've cried and I picked myself up and I moved on. Because pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. You choose to suffer. You choose to let things that happen to you stay in your life, stay in your head. For months, for years, carrying them around. I didn't allow what happened to me, or what I've been through, or what has been done to me, I didn't allow it to create suffering for me. I let that person go, not because it wasn't important, or not because it didn't mean a lot to me, but because I didn't want that person or anything or anyone else to live in my mind rent-free. Yes, shit happens. So fucking what? I will not let it destroy me and take away my luck. I will create my own luck today, and I will be sorrow-free and free of suffering. When something bad happens to us, whether it is someone hurt you, or you lost someone, or you didn't achieve something you wanted to achieve so badly, or something traumatic happened in your youth, best way to deal with it is to accept it. Be sad about it. Allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to be sad about it for a period of time. And then pick yourself up and move on. As soon as you accept what happened, since you can't change the past, you stop living in the past and you start living in the present. And if you start living in the present, that's the moment you're creating your own luck. If you don't do that, you will be continue living in the past where you don't even have the power to change anything about, because it's done, it's over, it's behind you. But if you keep on continue suffering about it, keeping it in your heart and keeping it in your mind, and asking yourself, why me, and why did it happen to me, and why did she do that to me, or he do that to me, or why didn't I get that, or why did this happen, or why did I lose her or him, then you choose to suffer. And as long as you choose to suffer, that person or that thing will be living in your mind, and you will be carrying with you and losing energy every day, every single day. You cannot possibly be happy or create luck. The best way to deal with that is to accept what happened, since you can't change it. Grieve about it, be sad about it, cry about it, accept that you're crying, accept that you're sad for a period of time. And then you pick up yourself and you move on. And then you focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. Self-love, self-confidence. That's where everything begins. That's where your luck begins. That's your ticket to create your own luck. Now, I have 10 steps to show you for how to create your own luck. And the first two steps are actually about other people. First step on the road to luck is, don't do anything to someone else that you would not want someone else to do to you. That's a very logical one, no? If you don't want someone to hurt you, don't hurt anybody else. If you don't want someone to be bad to you or to be horrible to you, don't do that to someone else. Because you allow yourself luck, or you deny yourself luck. If you have denied yourself by being a person who is unworthy, who is untrusty, if you are towards people unworthy or untrusty or just, you know, not nice, without knowing that, you are denying yourself luck. You are stealing yourself from your own luck, because you are not nice to another person. You're not helpful. You're not trustable. You're not worthy. That's step number one. It's a very important one. It's not about you. It's about another person. But eventually, it ends up with you, because whatever it is that you give in the world, you will receive. Whatever it is that you give to another person, you will receive. So if you want to be treated nice, respectful, that's exactly how you have to treat other persons. Second one on the road to luck is again about other people. This time it's about helping other people. Help other people as much as you can. Because if you help other people, you will feel better about it. You will feel good about it. When you help someone and you see that you made someone really happy, that is going to contribute to your own luck. You're going to feel happier. You're going to feel better. Now, the third one is a very difficult one to do, because we are programmed. Our mind is programmed negatively more than it's programmed positively. That's why this is one is a very difficult one. Third number is stop the negative thoughts. Now, we all have them. That's why I said we are programmed to thinking the worst case scenario first. Now, your thoughts become reality. You become what you think about the most. If you really constantly think negative and believe bad things will happen to you, that's what's going to happen. That's what you will ultimately attract in your life. Train your mind, and I'm saying this really aware of my words. Train your mind, not try. It's not something you try. Thinking positively is something you have to practice every day. Every day. It's like your mind is like a muscle. You have to go to the gym for your muscles. Well, you have to train your mind as well. Train your mind into thinking positive. If you trap yourself during the day thinking negative, stop yourself immediately and switch your mind into positive. Tell yourself, no, this is not what's going to happen. This is not what happened to me. This is not how I feel. Switch your negative thoughts into positive thoughts and practice it every day. Because every day you're going to be needing to do this in order to be good at it, in order to think positively automatic. Number four, be thankful every day, even for the little things. So when I wake up, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but I have this 6-minute journal, and every morning I get to write in it three things I'm thankful for every day, every morning. So you don't have to keep a journal. You can just, you know, think about it in the morning or in the evening before you go to bed. Think about three things that you're thankful for. That's gonna help you create luck and feel happier, feel more happy. Even little things, even some things that I write is I'm thankful for my car. You know, when I'm sitting in my car, driving to work, it's dry, it's warm, it's comfy. I got my coffee, I got my music on. And I'm like, this is a moment. For a lot of people, it's normal, but this is a moment I'm thankful for. Or something like the heat. When I think about people without houses, without heat. You know, it's really cold now in Belgium, I'm so thankful that I just have to, you know, push one button and my house is warm and cozy. So you don't have to think about big things, just the little things. Be thankful for if someone, you know, paid you a drink during the day or gave you something or gave you a compliment or for people or for your body, for your mind. You know, I'm thankful for my body. I'm thankful for my mind. I'm thankful that I can walk, talk, eat. So that's a thing you have to practice if you want to feel lucky, if you want to feel happy. Number five, do what you love. Whatever it is that you love, just do it. Focus on it. Because sometimes we forget to do things that we love because we're caught up in, you know, busy life and work and traffic and house and study and other people that we forget to do the things we love. Sit down and find a quiet place, be alone and think about what you really, really, really love to do. Whatever it is, just do it. Set a date, put it in your agenda, and just go do it. Even if it's dorky, even if it's dancing, or even if it's like, you know, going to the movies, even if it's making something, even if it's calling someone, even if it's going to have a dinner. My things that I love are too crazy. I'm not going to tell them because you're going to laugh at me. Things that I love are really, really, really special and crazy, but I do them. I don't care. I do them. So that's very important. Very important one. If you want to feel lucky, if you want to feel good, if you want to feel happy, do what you love.
Do not listen to anyone else's opinion. Number 6, purge negative people out of your life. Even if it's close relatives, even if they're friends that you have for a very long time, if they are causing you pain, draining you, sucking your energy, making you feel bad, making you look bad, just, you know, cross. It's actually very simple. It's very simple because I do that often. And don't feel guilty about it afterwards. Don't feel selfish. It's not selfish. It's not guilty. It's protecting your energy, you know, protecting your life, protecting your heart, protecting your mind. It's setting boundaries for yourself. It's that one is very important. You know, observe the person that you have in your life. And if there are negative people in your life, cut them out of your life without feeling even guilty about it. Because those persons, a positive person is a person who makes you feel good, who brings value to your life, who brings you love or anything else that is valuable to you. And that's not a person who only, you know, visits you or searches for you whenever he or she needs you or brings you any form of negative energy. You don't need that. You cannot be happy or feel lucky if you have those persons in your life. Understand that, please. Now, number 7, create positive thoughts. That's the opposite of number 3. Positive thoughts, they don't just happen. They have to be created. And often, with a clear mind and very clear. You have to train yourself into creating positive thoughts. Because as I told you this before, we are trained, our mind is programmed on thinking the worst case scenario first. You know, it's programmed in a negative way. You have to train your mind into creating positive thoughts. How do you do that? You just observe yourself, be aware of your thoughts. Whenever a negative thought pops up, you shut it down and you say to yourself, that is not true. Those thoughts are negative and not supportive. Just tell yourself that. These thoughts are not positive or negative and not supportive. And you switch them into positive thoughts. In the beginning, you have to do that a lot. In the beginning, it's difficult. It's like, you know, it's exercise. But the often you do it, the easier it gets. The very important one, because if you create positive thoughts, you will be creating positive feelings or emotions. And when you create positive emotions, you will have a positive behavior or attitude. And when you have a positive behavior and attitude, that's when the magic starts to happen. You are going to act lucky, feel lucky. And when you act lucky and feel lucky, you attract luck into your life. You will see opportunities you never seen before. You will see people you never seen before. You will feel things you never felt before. So number 7, very important one, create positive thoughts. Don't wait for them to happen. Create them. Number 8, goals. You have to have some goals in your life, no? You can't just live to live and just wait until you die. And I think everyone has dreams or wishes. Make those dreams into goals, okay? Now, what's the difference between a dream or a desire and a goal? A dream and a desire stays a dream and stays a desire as long as you don't make a plan for it. As long as you don't write it down. So whatever it is that you dream, and you can dream big, I swear, sky is not the limit. There is no limit. Dream big. Write it down. If you write it down, it becomes a goal. And you split this goal into... Number 9. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't let fear or failure rule your life like it did mine. Put everything you've got into it. Chances are big you're gonna make it. Chances are big you will succeed. And if you don't, pick yourself up, get up, and try again and again and again until you succeed. Because there's no other option. And keep a positive mindset. That's the key. And if you fail, failing is important. It's important for you to grow, to get better, to get stronger. So it's okay to fail. Failing is important. Sometimes it's even necessary. So it's no problem if you fail. Don't let the fear of failure paralyze you and stop you from doing anything. It's okay to fail. Sometimes it's necessary. You will get better, you will get stronger, you will grow. And the faster you get up when you fail, the faster you will succeed, ultimately. Number 10, last but not least, loosen up, relax, sit back. It will be all right, I promise. Whatever it is that you want in life, it will be all right. It will be yours. You will have what you're meant to have. Sit back and enjoy your journey. What if you were 80 years old right now and I would ask you, you know, what's the most important advice you could give your younger self, the person you are right now? I bet most of you old ladies and gentlemen would say, relax, breathe, enjoy the journey. We're all so focused on the future, which we can't see, or on the past, which we cannot change, and we forget to live in the present. And that's why we're not happy. That's why you feel so unhappy. Because if you stay living in the past, you will be sad, you will be depressed, you will, because of things you can't even change. And if you live too much in the future, you will live in fear, you will live in anxiety, you will have scenarios in your head of situations that you're not even sure of, because we cannot see what the future will bring. So we can't, why would we feel bad about it and fearful about it? So we forget to live in the present, in the now. And that's why, where the happiness, true happiness lies. It's in the present. It's in the now. It's in right now. So relax, breathe, sit back, and enjoy your journey while you're working on it. It will all come together, I promise. All what's yours will be yours. So relax. I'm Selena, and you were just listening to Level Up with Selena. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Stars, welcome back in a new episode of Level Up with Selena. Always happy to have you back with me. This is episode 6, how to know if a man is really into you or is not into you. Now you might want to grab a piece of paper and a pen, because today I'm gonna make you work, sister. Stay with me.